G'day guys, today I've got a drill from my book Coaching Kids Soccer Volume 2 and this one's called Barcelona. So welcome to the Coaching Kids Soccer Podcast, my name's Chris King. Now this game is all about passing and scoring, but it's got a bit of a twist to it, okay? So all you do is set up a regular small-sided game. So I always like to keep my games to 3v3, 4v4, excuse me. If you have to go to 5v5, go for it. But yeah, no more than that. So that way players are getting lots of touches on the ball. All right, so in this game, simply if you've got, let's say we've got 4v4. So you've got mini goals at each end. It's just a regular game. Now for each pass that a team makes and then they score a goal, that counts as an extra point. So if a team has three passes before they score a goal, that's three goals. And you play the first team to get to 20 points or 20 goals wins. All right, so pretty simple there. But it encourages so much stuff that's important in kids' football and adults' football as well. All right, so I'll just make sure that you've got that. So every time that a player passes a ball to a teammate, that's a point. And if they score a goal at the end of that passing combination, then they get those points. So if they have seven passes and they score a goal, they've got seven goals, first team to 20 points. All right, so what do you think that this would encourage? Okay, lots of talking for one. Everybody wants to become available for a pass. Players on the ball look to actually pass the ball. They don't get their heads down and just do a hog run, all right, and try and get to the other end and score themselves because that's only worth 1 point. So it really opens up communication. Players get their heads up. Players spread out a little bit more, hopefully. Okay, and they all start calling for the ball. All right. So yeah, it's a fun one. Now, a couple of progressions that I've got here. Bear with me for a sec. Yeah, every player must touch the ball before a goal can be scored. So that's always a good one as well. So if you've got four players, Chris hasn't touched the ball yet. Let's make sure that he touches it. And then, right, everyone's had a touch, now we can score. So it really helps to keep everyone involved, but it also helps the talk and all the kids get their heads up, communicate with each other. All right, so that one's called Barcelona, obviously, because Barcelona known for their tiki-taki and passing the ball around. So, yeah, hopefully you can use that at your next session. And it really works on close ball control, short passing, moving into space and working as a team, things like that. So it works on a lot of things. Okay, thanks for listening. If you need any other information, just Google Chris King Soccer Coach and all my books and my training course on udemy.com will turn up, and head across to my Facebook page if you like. And I've also got a website. My books are available as a PDF purchase there if you want to get them there, if you don't have an Amazon account. And yeah. Thanks for listening, guys, and keep up the good work out there. I know it's you give up a lot of your time, you grassroots coaches. You've usually got kids yourself trying to work a job, but hopefully you get a lot of enjoyment out of it. And I know that's why I became a coach, because I wanted to give back from all my years of receiving coaching from everyone. So, yeah, keep up the good work. Cheers.